The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Say it, man, come. He knows what he's been cheating.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The song says it all. When the hitman comes, he knows he's been cheated. Imagine a hitman not knowing where he's been sent to a city. But he realizes when he gets there, he's going to be given the picture of who he's going to be killing and when. And they give him the photo. It's his son or daughter. Same thing. You're killing your future. You're lying to yourself. You think you're winning. Don't be part of it. But also, a lot of good people get guilted by the fact they've been involved in evil. And so then they just say, it's my lot. I'm supposed to stay with it. I'm a horrible person. And they drink themselves to death or whatever the case is. No, repent. Get out of it. Realize you were lied to. I know most people out there aren't government hitmen, but that's just a parallel to what we're talking about. Because I knew one and a family member, and they were so sad and were just really upset people until the day they died. And they just said incrementally they got into it and the evil, and by the time they got out of it, it had wrecked them for the rest of their life. That's another big lie. You never get out of this stuff. That's not true. A lot of people get out of the evil, folks. But it's time to just stop being so naive. Survivalblog.com, the new book that I want to do a whole hour on. I want to read it. I haven't read it yet. It's got great reviews. From a constitutional Christian libertarian perspective, is Land of Promise. James Wesley Rawls kind of giving commentary, riding shotgun with us today. It's been great. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead with our guest.
Hey, just a quick couple of comments, wishing you both health and strength. Alex, you mentioned yesterday in terms of the Cleveland Convention protest, be sure to make sure that folks know the dates. The dates that that convention is going on is on July 18th. Also, in terms of Ohio, people will vote for Trump because what you've got in Ohio, speaking as an Ohioan, is that the manufacturing-based cities, places like Dayton,
Lyon. Sure. Kasich, obviously, so we're almost out of time, but a quick question. Yes, we're going to have websites, the date, the demonstrations, believe me, in the next few days. We're coming. I'm going to be at the tip of the spear with Roger Stone. Get ready. You have any quick questions for our guest?
Yeah, just a quick note, you know, for whatever it's worth, they had an announcement the other day in one of the regional newspapers in Northwest Ohio that Toledo, Ohio is basically one hot summer day away from a Flint-like water crisis. I don't know if you guys knew
That's another question. The elites have been stealing the money, not upgrading our infrastructure. That's another big issue, Mr. Rawls.
Yes, we have an infrastructure in our country that's crumbling. And it's incumbent upon individuals at this point to step up and provide for their own families. Every family should have a good quality water filter. In fact, actually two. You need a compact filter, and you need a full-size filter like a big Berkey. If you don't have that for your family, you have failed your family. Because, obviously, you cannot depend on civic water supplies. And it's incumbent upon you as the head of a family to provide for your family.
Absolutely. And from the tests that are out there, the best stuff is ProPure, the G2, also the Alexa Pure Excellent. There's some other excellent gravity feds out there. We have 10% off promo code water. And then he said a compact one like the Life Straw or the Survival Spring that makes ponds and stuff safe to drink. What he's saying is essential. What else do folks need, Mr. Rawls?
Well, I want to reiterate that people need to stay active politically. They need to wake up and, again, stock up, team up, train up, and do support Alex's advertisers and his own store, because that keeps this message alive. It keeps the message out there. And don't fall down on your own responsibility as a head of a family to provide for your family, because we're going to see a lot of disruption in the years to come. So you need to think in terms of nutrition, water storage and water filters, and first aid, medical equipment, and self-defense. You've got to cover all those bases systematically for the dark days ahead.
Even mainstream media says we're going into a global depression. Has it already begun? In 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, I think we are on the cusp of a global depression, and at this point, it's just a matter of being physically prepared for it, because
that's right.
The handwriting is on the wall.
Yes.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour. We're going to be joining many of our reporters on the road. We've got Rob Dew, Richard Reeves. They're both in Wisconsin. They're looking at the various rallies that are going on there. Richard Reeves has a special report about the media hypocrisy with Hillary Clinton's response to someone who questioned her on fossil fuel donations, basically got in his face. She also had another blow-up this weekend. That was her gaffe on abortion. And, of course, there's been no discussion of that, really, by the mainstream media. It was highlighted on the Drudge Report, but the mainstream media has done very little to talk about how she stepped over the line and used terms that were inappropriate for the abortion industry, terms like an unborn child. No. It's a fetus. We've told you over and over again, Hillary. It is a fetus. You can't refer to it as an unborn child or as a person. And, of course, they had this discussion whether or not there were constitutional rights for this non-entity that is being carried. Half of them, women. Think about that. And, of course, she talked about it being aborted, not terminated. We have to remember the correct phrases are terminated fetus. You know, just like the military has collateral damage. It's not killing innocent people. It's collateral damage. And we don't have assassination hit lists. We have a disposition matrix. All of these things are very important. The public could get very upset if they realize how we're murdering people from the time even before they're born. So we have to use the right terminology to keep the people in line. Now, as you look at Wisconsin tonight, understand that tomorrow's election is really just the establishment's push poll. As we pointed out before, look at the core of the GOP establishment, the RNC chair, Priebus, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and, of course, Scott Walker, who was their great white hope back at the very beginning, who they found out had absolutely no pulse and was a piece of wood, so he disappeared. And I would say that Priebus essentially is a piece of wood as well. This guy, I don't know what's the matter with him. And, of course, the GOP establishment, especially Priebus, is really doesn't understand how this is being perceived by the general public. I think they're absolutely tone deaf and brain dead. When you're out there bragging about the fact that you're going to throw out millions of votes and you're going to change the delegates up and all this, I don't see how they think that's going to help the GOP. We've gone from a situation where election after election, they have put key issues out there, campaigned on these issues, issues like we're going to stop the Obamacare mandate, we're going to fix the borders that are totally uncontrolled. And yet, as we elect these people, they throw our issues away immediately. Absolutely not even pretending that they're going to do anything about it. Look at what our new Speaker of the House did with the Obama climate change treaty that was negotiated in Paris. We had people in the Senate bravely saying, senators, GOP senators saying, well, we're going to have something to say about that climate change treaty. Within 3 days, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell had pushed through the omnibus bill, completely funded that, completely funded the Obamacare mandate, the open borders, left them absolutely no leverage with Obama. They passed everything, gave him a blank check, essentially, and, of course, increased the debt significantly, raised the debt ceiling. They did all of that for us. These are the people who are now, after they have betrayed the Republican voters, campaigning on all these issues, then immediately throwing these issues out and doing exactly the opposite, just like Marco Rubio, doing exactly the opposite. Now they come to the point where the American voters have said, you know what, we don't trust these GOP politicians anymore. Let's get a non-politician, a true outsider. That's why Donald Trump is ahead in the polls. That's why he's ahead in the votes. And then they come in and say he's got absolutely nothing but a bunch of voters. And now they're going to not only throw out our issues, they're talking about throwing out our votes. That is the betrayal of this organization. Now let's look at what's going to be happening after this. Of course, Wisconsin, it is close. Cruz is ahead. But after this, it's not going to be very competitive for Mr. Cruz. This is a recent poll that's come out. They're looking at Ted Cruz in Wisconsin ahead of Trump 43-37. However, after this, it moves to New York and it moves to Pennsylvania. How's that looking? Well, not so good for Cruz and Kasich. In New York, Trump has a 31% lead. Not 31%, a 31% lead over Cruz and Kasich. He's at 52%. Cruz is at 21%. Kasich is at 20% in New York. I guess Cruz wishes he hadn't made that comment about he doesn't share New York values. He doesn't value New Yorkers. Okay, then in Pennsylvania, it doesn't look any better for him, okay? You've got Trump at 47%. Cruz and Kasich are at 29% and 22%. Not much better. And, of course, most of these that are coming up are winner-take-all primaries. So it doesn't look very good for them. There's a lot of primaries that are going to be moving into the Northeast. It is not friendly territory for Ted Cruz. Of course, he was telling everybody his best areas were going to be in the South, and yet he lost the popular vote in the South. He's stealing the delegates, but he lost the popular vote in the South. And, of course, those delegates are going to be there for the first round, no matter what Ted Cruz does. I guess they could change the rules on that as well. Why not? You know, everything is up for grabs with this corrupt bunch of lawyers. But now we also have a new poll out of California. Now, California is the very last day of the primaries. It is the very last primary, and it is a huge primary. It has the most number of delegates. Texas is second, and then a close third to Texas are the superdelegates of the GOP. But California has, I think, is about 172, 175, something like that. Donald Trump leads the Republican field in California. It's now 2 months out before this last primary in California. Trump leads at 37%. Cruz is behind at 30, and Kasich is at 12. It's not looking too good for John Kasich, the man who needs more than 100% of the delegates in order to win the nomination up front, honestly and squarely. Of course, it's not looking too good for Ted Cruz either when he needs to have 90% of the delegates coming up. They say that Cruz gains on Trump and makes it a closer race when you look at those that are most likely to vote in the June 7th primary in California. Trump and Cruz are then neck and neck, earning 36% and 35% support respectively. And remember, this is a closed primary. If you want to vote in that primary and you are an independent or a Democrat, you need to change your registration before the primary date. Very important for those people in California to understand that they need to register as a Republican. They can't walk in. It's not an open primary. Some of these states you can walk in and they ask you, do you want a Democrat ballot or do you want a Republican ballot? And some of these states, however, like California, you have to be registered with the party by a date certain before the primary begins. And they're not going to waive those rules for you. Okay, they'll waive the rules for John Kasich to get on the ballot in Pennsylvania. He missed the deadline. He missed the total number of people that he needed, signatures he needed to get on the ballot. And this is something that's critical to his path, presumably. That's what he's been telling everybody. I'm doing really well in Pennsylvania, and yet he couldn't be bothered to get 2,000 verified signatures to legally get on the ballot in Pennsylvania. So they just waived the requirements for him because, you know, he's an insider with the GOP. They don't waive the requirements for anybody who's an independent, anybody who's a third-party candidate. I can guarantee you that. I've seen just the opposite happen. I've seen them take it to the nth degree to keep people they don't want off the ballot. And I've seen them waive the rules just like they waived the rules for Hillary and Bernie in Washington, D.C. when the Democrat Party failed to turn in their signatures and their information to get on the ballot in Washington, D.C. They missed their deadline. They did absolutely nothing about it, except one person tried to keep Bernie Sanders off the ballot and said, no, we'll just waive that and keep both of them on. I'll also point out to you, of course, there's some things that we're going to be covering tonight on the nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about the new Supreme Court decision in Pennsylvania. The state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania has said that they're going to waive the requirements and they're going to let Ted Cruz be on the ballot there, that he is eligible to run for president even though he's born in Canada and he only had one parent who was an American citizen and he didn't revoke his Canadian citizenship until the time he started to run for president. No problem. We're just going to let that go. So we're going to do a report on that tonight on the nightly news. We're going to talk about the fact that you may not have realized this, but between 2003 and 2008, there were no less, during that five-year period, there was no less than eight attempts within Congress to try to strike the term natural-born citizen out of the constitutional language or to redefine it or to say that, well, we're not going to say anything about where you were born. We don't really care where you were born. We don't care if you have a connection to this country, if your parents were American citizens. We're going to waive that. And there's a reason that the founders put that in. There was a logic for that. There was a purpose for that requirement. And, of course, we know what that requirement means. We can go back and we can find what the original language said, just as we know what the original language meant with militia. And, of course, they like to play with the definition of terms to try to get what they want. But they've tried eight times to throw that out and to say, well, we're just going to let people who have been here, whether or not, regardless of where they were born, if they lived in America and they were a citizen for 35 years, we're going to let them run for president. Or if they were here for 20 years or whatever. They did that multiple times. It was a bipartisan effort. Some of these eight attempts to remove natural-born citizen were done by Republicans. Some were done by Democrats. And this was before Obama became president. And it's absolutely amazing to me that so many people who had an issue with Barack Obama have no issue with Ted Cruz's not being a natural-born citizen. Now, according to the official story, if we believe it, Obama had an American parent, one American parent, and was born on American soil. Ted Cruz wasn't even born on American soil, according to this official story. So, but we give him a pass because he's part of the GOP establishment. But they're going to betray him in a brokered convention. They're already talking about how they're going to throw Ted Cruz out if you let them get away with this. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the reporters on the road.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour. We're going to be going to our reporters in Wisconsin. We got Rob Dew, Richard Reeves lined up to talk to us. We also have Joe Biggs coming up. And, of course, he's been on the East Coast looking at the much-discussed Democracy Spring. Turns out it was a total flop. He's going to tell us about that, as well as the Amtrak train derailment that was nearby. He's got some information about that and an interview with the father of one of the Bin Laden SEAL team. All that is coming up with Joe Biggs. And, of course, we're going to be going to Rob Dew and Richard Reeves in Wisconsin in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about the new products that we've got. Of course, this was just introduced, I think it was last week, our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Now, this is a drink mix that has a, it's a great-tasting multivitamin formula. You mix this in with some water and drink it. So it's in a very concentrated form. This is a great product. The best part is all the ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or the highest quality lab standard. Now, these are some of the things that it's rich in. It's got a lot of ingredients in it. This is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You can find it at InfoWarsLife.com. It's got vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid, calcium, and many other ingredients. Take a look at all of the vitamin ingredients. There's a great multivitamin base for your nutrients, for your supplements that you're going to take out there, and it is in a great-tasting form, very powerful, very affordable. That is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take a look at it before we run out. This is our first limited run. We have it now at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your sample of it and give it a try. And if you like that, like our other products, sign up for AutoShip. You get 10% off whenever you sign up for AutoShip. You'll never be out of stock on the supplements that you want to take on a regular basis. And you save 10% always when you do that. You can get free shipping on anything that is $50 or more. And that's on everything that we sell there. Free shipping on $50 or more at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to go now to our reporters in Wisconsin. I think Rob Dew, we've got him on first. He's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. We're in southern Milwaukee right now in our hotel, just uploading more videos. We shot a lot of video footage yesterday, including a kind of a two-part series that we put on the Alex Jones channel, where these, after all the Trump supporters went inside, some militant black, their group is called F Your Flag, hashtag F Your Flag. They came over, brought American nice. Flag, set it in front on the grass, started spitting on it and stomping on it. And then they saw me as an InfoWars reporter, and they wanted to talk to me. They were mad that we had Professor Griff on the show. That they called names to some of the other people we've had on the show. Asked them about Minister wow. Farrakhan. They said, "Well, I'm not Nation of Islam, so I don't care."
Did they want to talk to you, or did they want to throw you on the ground and spit on you like the flag?
No, I actually did about an 11-minute interview that people can watch and see for themselves. The one thing I didn't have in my back pocket was the article by who Paul Joseph Watson came out May 5th of 2015, Black Crime Facts that the white liberal media daren't talk about, and one of which, because I asked him about black-on-black crime and why it's so high. And he said, well, that's just because blacks are around each other. And what I didn't have was the fact, despite being outnumbered by whites 5-1, blacks commit 8 times more crimes against whites than vice versa, according to FBI statistics from 2007. The black male is 40 times as likely to assault a white person as in reverse. And
well, that doesn't really, you know, his first thing yeah. is, that, well, it's just because we're around each other. I mean, that's not much of a defense to say that.
Yeah, well, hey, people are around each other.
Yeah, I'm going to get the guy. I'm a criminal, so I'm going to hit the person closest to me. I mean, that's not much of a defense, is it?
I agree. It's not. And a couple of veterans, they were trying to grab the flag from them off the ground. And, you know, the police actually had to come in and break it up before it got worse. But then before the Trump rally got out, they picked up their flag and they walked off. They were done after, you know, they because they knew if a bunch of veterans came out, like the veterans I talked to before they went in, I talked to a bunch of veterans. And, you know, if those guys would have came out, I think it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that I'm calling for violence in any way. But, you know, when you go there with that kind of provocateur action, you will get a reaction you may not like.
That's right. That's right. It's not simply about when I covered this in Washington, D.C., they weren't there to exercise their free speech. They're standing there chanting three words repetitively. And I tell you, the police that were protecting, that were separating them from the crowd going into that event, if they were not Trump supporters by the end of that, nothing would convert them, because it drives people away from your point of view. You're not trying to persuade anybody. You're simply trying to shut down free speech. You're trying to annoy people. It's not anything that's persuasive at all. I don't understand why they think this is going to be a very effective tactic. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with our reporters, Rob Dew, Richard Reeves, in Wisconsin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's fourth hour. We've got Rob Dew and Richard Reeves, our reporters in Wisconsin. We were just talking to Rob Dew. We're going to go back to them in just a moment. And then we're going to talk to Joe Biggs, our reporter who is on the East Coast in Pennsylvania, covering the Democracy Spring, but he also got some footage of the Amtrak train derailment, and he had an interview there with the father of one of the Bin Laden SEAL teams. So we're going to be talking to Joe Biggs after our reporters in Wisconsin. Let's go back to Rob Dew and Richard Reeves in Wisconsin. Rob, tell us about this video that you got, the one lonely Trump protester.
Yeah, that's correct. It's got about 30,000 views. Mainstream local media showcases single Trump supporter. And it happened after the rally in Wausau, which is the central part of Wisconsin. And when we pulled up, we saw three people protesting with signs. And we go inside, and there's at least 1,000 people just listening to Trump that didn't even get into the rally. Well, then the rally ends. People start pouring out. We're interviewing people, talking to them. Did you see any protesters? Nah, I haven't seen any. I haven't seen any protesters anywhere. Have you ever seen this many people at this place before? No, never. The line extended all the way around this giant mall. And then as we're leaving, we're driving by, and the local media has a shot set up. And, yeah, you can see the photo right there. That's the mainstream media on the other side of that tree with their shot set up. And I even go to their new shot in the video. You can go see their new shot, and they have it set up where that one protester is there. So they want to show that. And then there was an article from some local newspaper. They kind of had the USA Today outline, so I think they're affiliated with USA Today. And they have all their photos set up. Hardly any of them show Trump supporters. There might be one or two that they show, and then it shows like an empty parking lot, yeah. And then it goes to a couple more little shots of, but you can see like one or two people, not the thousands of people that were lined up, no lines around the block. Like I've seen at every Trump rally I've gone to, lines around the block. I've talked to people who've gone to Ted Cruz rallies. They have yet to say any of them. There was over 1,000 people at a rally. So I don't understand
Rally just recently, Rob, where they had Heidi Cruz and Carly Fiorina, and they couldn't get more than 50 people to show up to listen to the two of them. And that's typically what you see in these kind of political events. I've covered a lot of these at the state and local level, even races that are at the top of the ticket, races for Senate, races for governor, and even presidential races. You don't get that many people to show up. It's amazing to see thousands of people show up, and we've only seen that a few times. We saw that for Obama. We saw it for Ron Paul. We see it for Trump.
That's an hour after we got there. That was a whole hour after we got there. After the event started. We got there at 4. The event started at 3. And there were still thousands of people hanging out listening to Trump.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they weren't even in the arena. They were just listening in the hallway.
And we
saw the same thing in Janesville.
I saw the same thing in Washington, D.C. They had the Verizon Center there where AIPAC was going on. Now, that was not a Trump rally. There he is, the one guy. That was not a Trump rally. It was an AIPAC convention that he and other presidential candidates were speaking at. But, of course, the drive-by media goes up and says, look at this. There's thousands of protesters. There were not thousands of protesters. There were maybe 50. And they were surrounded by the police, so it was very easy to identify who they were if you actually looked at it. There was a crowd of 15,000 people going into that arena. And they were being snaked back and forth in a very long line, like you see people being controlled going into a ride at Disney World, for example. But if you just take a still picture of that and put that up on the internet, it looks like a massed crowd of people. But it was a very distinct difference between these protesters who were dressed like your standard hippies holding signs and the people who are wearing suits and ties and yarmulkes going into AIPAC. It was very easy to distinguish those two. You couldn't get that mixed up if you were the media, unless you really wanted to get it mixed up.
Yeah, and yesterday at Nathan Hale High School, during the show, I was showing Alex, you know, look, here's all the people lined up for Trump. You turn around, mainstream media cameras, all at the group, and by that time it was a very small group of protesters, probably 25. And I'm being generous by saying 25. Now, by the end, there were more protesters, especially when people were coming out. They were screaming at them and stuff like that. And, and then you had the militant blacks coming in doing their protest. So people are taking advantage of this opportunity where Trump's going to speak to try to get whatever their message is out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very clear message. I talked to some young kids who are in high school, had no idea the IRS carries guns. They didn't believe me. And I said, I've interviewed a gun-carrying IRS agent, kids. Okay, and guess what? They kill people if you don't pay taxes. Go look it up. Don't believe me. Please don't believe me.
And then
I'm surprised.
You got the BLM that kills people if you're going to a meeting to explain to people.
Yeah.
You got to have different kind of policies to manage the lands that they claim that they own. Well, that's one kind of media hypocrisy. I want to talk to Richard Reeves. He's got a different kind of media hypocrisy, basically giving Hillary Clinton a pass when she engages somebody at a rally that asks her a hostile question. Richard, tell us about that.
Well, I think many people have probably seen that video already. Hopefully you've got it there where you can show it, where Hillary really blew up at a little Greenpeace activist. I guess it was Thursday or Friday of last week. And Hillary got up in this young lady's face, pointing a finger at her, really angry, saying, I'm tired of the Bernie Sanders people lying about the fossil fuel money, et cetera. And had that been Donald Trump having an episode like that, getting up in a young girl's grill and wagging a finger and getting angry like that, we'd probably hear that out of the mainstream media for a month.
Yeah, hang on, Richard. Let's play that clip. They've got that queued up. Let's play that clip so people who are watching this and people on the radio can hear that.
Will you act on your
she really got angry. I had not seen that clip before. And, of course, people were watching that. People who aren't watching that. She gets a frown on her face and puts her finger right in that young lady's face and is lecturing her like that. So, yeah, if Trump had done that, you can bet that would have been the leading news everywhere. But, of course, Richard, they gave her a pass this weekend, too, when she stuck her foot in it as far as the abortion people are concerned. She was asked if an unborn child had constitutional rights, and she continued on with that. She didn't correct him and say, it's not a child. It's a fetus. And so they let that go. And, of course, that is anathema to the abortionists. They don't want the child referred to as a child. They don't refer to as a person. And yet she was using that terminology and even talking about abortion in that connection when it's supposed to be terminating a fetus. Understand, it's terminating a fetus.
Right, and that's exactly what I was going to say, is she did use that terminology. It was just yesterday on one of the Talking Head Sunday programs when she said that basically an unborn person does not have constitutional rights. That's not the exact verbiage, but basically that was the question. Does an unborn child have constitutional rights was the question, and she answered it basically no, an unborn person does not have those rights.
And that's the whole crux of it is personhood. That's what they have said about that. And we're going to break that down in detail tonight because she goes through all the talking points. She talks about, well, we've modified the Constitution with the Supreme Court. It's now the law of the land, and it's like baloney. Look at the process for modifying the Constitution. There's nothing about Supreme Court decisions. And we've had the Supreme Court come in and say, hey, you got to turn back runaway slaves. You don't have First Amendment rights if you have a movie. We've had all kinds of nonsense come out of the Supreme Court that has subsequently been reversed. It is not amending the Constitution. They don't write law. They're supposed to apply the law and judge the law. They aren't supposed to write it and not supposed to amend the Constitution, but we treat it that way. We need to expose that language because it's very important how they use the language, just as important as using terms like child and person to say that it is now the law of the land, that it is now the constitutional process. It's very important to expose that. Well, thank you, Richard and Rob. Before we run out of time, I want to get to Joe Biggs. He's waiting for us in Pennsylvania. We'll be checking back in with you guys in Wisconsin. Thanks. Let's go to Joe Biggs now in Philadelphia, actually somewhere in Pennsylvania. I guess he's not in Philadelphia anymore. Joe, where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Philadelphia. I'm actually on the Rocky steps. dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun. If you actually pan over here and look, you can see up here they actually took down the Rocky statue. I guess there's no love for Rocky in Philadelphia anymore. They actually moved him to the bottom of the stairs off over here in a construction area. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, but yeah, that's kind of low achieving if he's not at the top of the steps, right?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Philadelphia is going to be, Pennsylvania is going to be an interesting state because we saw earlier this month 46,000 Democrats switched over to Republican simply to vote for Donald Trump this election. And in Massachusetts, you have 20,000 Democrats who did the exact same thing. So everything that you're seeing being portrayed in the mainstream media is mostly false because there are tons of people in record numbers who love Trump. Even the union guys, the Teamster guys, who can't even come out publicly saying it yet, but they really do like Trump. I spoke with a bunch of guys the other day. There's some guys that even said that if Trump even comes out and mentions how he supports unions, he supports the Teamsters, these guys are going to switch over from Democrat. They're going to vote Republican. They're going to vote Donald Trump in Pennsylvania because, hey, you've got Philadelphia and you got Pittsburgh, two huge union cities in the state. Then you got Boston, you got all these other places. So if he comes out in support of that, Donald Trump's going to get a lot more votes in these states as well.
We haven't seen this kind of movement of blue-collar Democrats since Ronald Reagan. And
exactly.
At this time, when Ronald Reagan was running 36 years ago, at this time in the election, he was 15 points behind an incumbent president, and everybody was saying Ronald Reagan can't win. But Ronald Reagan did win, mainly because of the migration of people who understood how they were being screwed by the system. And it's far worse now, because now we've got NAFTA that's been in place for 23 years, and we've got these trans-Pacific, transatlantic partnerships that are coming up. People need to understand that Ted Cruz wrote an op-ed piece a year ago, April 2015, with Paul Ryan talking about how that was free trade, how it was essential. He shut down the efforts by Senator Sessions to stop the movement of the Trade Promotion Authority, which essentially denied the constitutional process to ratify these treaties. Ted Cruz says he's a constitutionalist, and yet he pushed to shut down the TPA, which is the which says we're not going to have a 67 vote majority to push forward a treaty. We're simply going to have a majority in both houses, and we're not going to have any amendments. We're not going to have any discussion. We're not going to have any filibustering. Ted Cruz, Mr. Constitution, voted to shut that down. Of course, the second vote that they had, they didn't need his vote, so he switched his vote so he could say, well, he voted against the TPA. But that's the kind of lying lawyer that manipulates everything that Ted Cruz is. And people need to understand that he is with the establishment of both parties who want to push through these trade agreements. And I think even though Bernie Sanders says that he's against the TPP and the TTIP, I have absolutely no confidence that he has the force of personality where he can oppose the establishment of both the Democrats and the Republicans who want to get these through, even if he were elected president. I believe that Trump could, and I believe Trump would, because he would use the people. Tell us what you saw there in terms of the Amtrak derailment, Joe.
Well, yesterday I got out there about an hour and a half after the crash happened, and I was able to you could see from a mile away what was going on. Cops everywhere, you know, union workers, people on the track, Amtrak workers, investigation trucks and things like that. People out there conducting all these investigations. And they had that whole area essentially locked down. But I was able to find a walkway between two houses and get up on the railroad and get a little bit of footage for a minute before I kind of got shooed away. But, you know, this is 2016. It's a railroad. It goes one way.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth. You can't tell me that in 2016 we don't have a way to devise to notify these workers that that's going to be a so-called hot track where there's going to be a train coming through, and to not have that equipment on there. You know, this thing moves at over 100 miles an hour through that location in Chester, Pennsylvania, and that's through a very rural area. There's a lot of homes and everything through there. So that train was going fast through there, and it hit these two guys. One of the guys was working for Amtrak for 40 years. The other guy, 20 years. So these guys had experience. Maybe that experience made them complacent. I don't know, but this is definitely something fishy going on. And seeing as how not even a year ago, 30 miles north of that, actually in Philly, you have that deadly train crash that happened as well. You know, and get it back.
You know, Joe, when we look at this, and we'll get to the report about the Bin Laden SEAL team father probably in the next segment. But when we look at this and we look at how hard the government is pushing the self-driving car network, that's a far more complex situation. As you pointed out, we got a train on tracks, and they can't control that. And yet the government wants to control every single one of our cars and control all these events that are going to be coming onto the road, people that are not cars, or pedestrians, various other things that are going to be happening. That ought to make everybody very, very concerned just about the safety issues there. But, of course, the reason the government is promoting this and the reason the government is giving Google a pass, even though the state of California says we're not too happy with Google's record with a smart car, so we're going to put some restrictions on them. Now they go to the federal government so they can get these state restrictions off. They're not concerned about your safety. They're concerned about two things. The corporation wants profits, and the government wants control of your movement. It is a control grid that they're trying to impose on people. And so they're willing to sacrifice their safety when they can't even manage, in this day and age, they can't even manage a railroad situation where, as you point out, it's simply a train moving down some tracks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, another interesting thing as well, though, Bernie Sanders supporters. You know, the reason I'm in Philadelphia is for the fact that on Saturday, there was the Democracy Spring. It was supposed to be the largest civil uprising in America. There was, you know, thousands of people who went on democracyspring.org and pledged to be here and not move unless they were arrested until their demands are met. And Saturday, the Democracy Spring started, and there were about 300 people. Those guys marched to Ridley Park Police Station, which is 15 miles south, and it got cold that night, dropped into the 30s, and in the middle of the night, 90% of those people bolted and went home. I guess these Bernie Sanders supporters figured that some other people were actually going to show up for them, protest and march for them to D.C., and they figured maybe they could just show up there on the 11th and, you know, sit there and have a little Occupy movement and camp out and get all smelly and start infighting and look ridiculous at the end of the day.
You know, it doesn't seem like they have I mean, here they got 300 people. And as Rob was just pointing out, in Wisconsin, they got 1,000 more people than could fit into the venue standing there listening to the speeches. It's amazing when you look at the disparity in support between the Democracy Spring and the leftists, the Black Lives Matter people, and the people who want to take our country back from these multinational globalists who are shutting us down by opening up the borders, by negotiating these trade agreements and having our trade managed offshore by a commission. That's what these both of these trade agreements are going to do. And then also setting up an international global tax and calling it saving the world with a climate treaty. It's absolutely amazing to see that there's absolutely no support for this other side pushing that, and yet there's a lot of people who really understand what's going on with Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, when you come out to these events and you talk to these people, you know, I met a lot of common ground. I found a lot of common ground with a lot of these Bernie supporters, and I broke down. I was like, how a lot of these guys are very similar. And I was like, what are you going to do if Hillary Clinton essentially steals this from the more popular vote on the Democrat side, which would be Bernie, because he has more people showing up, obviously. People are showing up in mass numbers. You don't see large groups of people with Hillary Clinton T-shirts running around. You see large groups of people with Hillary for prison T-shirts running
that's
around,
true.
You know?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So it's going to be interesting. The DNC is going to be held here in Philadelphia, and it's 2 weeks apart, I believe, from the RNC.
Stay there. We're going to come right back to you, Joe. We'll be right back with Joe, and he's going to tell us about the father of Bin Laden.
And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch me!
David Knight here for the Alex Jones Show. This is our final segment. We're going to be going back to Joe Biggs in Philadelphia in just a moment. He conducted an interview earlier with a father of one of the Bin Laden SEAL team, and we're going to talk to him about that. Before we go back to Joe, I just want to let you know that we still have Anthroplex, one of our newest products, but we're about to sell out. So right now is a good time to secure your bottle before we run out. Get it at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, Anthroplex was created to help fight back against the attack on men to stimulate natural vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. This is a perfect product pair to Super Male Vitality. It works synergistically with Anthroplex as a powerful health combo punch. Start fighting back. Rebuild your foundation. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Anthroplex before we sell out of our new limited run. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Joe, we've talked about a lot of things that you were there. You, of course, you went to cover the Democracy Spring, and, of course, only about 300 people showed up. It was a big flop there. But you also saw the Amtrak derailment. We talked about that. But you interviewed one of the fathers of one of the members of the Bin Laden SEAL Team 6. Tell us what he had to say.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. I mean, people really need to go and look into Extortion 17 if you haven't already done so thus far. You know, I had an opportunity. There's a guy that actually hit me up on Twitter the other day and says, hey, do you know about Extortion 17? I said, yeah, of course. He goes, well, I know the father of one of the guys. I'm going to put you in touch with him. And his name is Charlie Strange. His son was Michael Strange. He was a code breaker in the Navy, and he actually was with SEAL Team 6 in the Bin Laden raid, and he was part of the mission, the Extortion 17, when the Chinook went down, killing 15 SEAL Team 6 members, another group of Navy guys from the West Coast, his son Charlie, his son Michael, and a group of other Army guys, reservists, and some other elite people as well. You know, it's an interesting situation. They were going to try to save these Rangers who were being, held down by a combative fire. And they decided to do something which is really weird, which is why it makes the whole Bin Laden thing look strange, why it makes this whole situation look strange. They took some of the top elite tier operators and put them on one helicopter. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There was a helicopter flying behind them that had no one in it.
Yes.
You would think you would take this kind of people, these SEAL Team 6 guys, the most elite soldiers in the military. These guys are the top. And you would think he would separate them in case an RPG hits a helicopter and takes down only some of the group.
I interviewed Charlie Strange a couple of years ago, and I remember him talking about how they violated all the protocol rules. But then what really got him started on this investigation was the fact that they covered up evidence and pictures that eventually surfaced showing some of these guys that they said had died in the crash. No, it showed that they had been shot and other things had happened with them. And they gave them a book, if I remember correctly, that was had blanked out pages in it and altered narrative as to what had happened. And so I remember talking to Charlie Strange. You got a new interview with him that we got up on our site. And it is, people really need to take a look at this. They need to understand what is going on and how the government has operated in this cover-up mode and how they have betrayed these people that were in SEAL Team 6 and also dumped on their families. It's absolutely shameful.
They believe that they knew something, you know, because the entire narrative behind the Bin Laden thing is kind of, you know, wishy-washy.
Yeah.
You know, you're going after the most wanted man in the world, and then all of a sudden you just dump them off in the ocean. You know, I think these guys were going to say something. They got them all on one helicopter, and then they ended it right there. And now you know this is set up because I actually got to see the documents. I got to see all the stuff that no one gets to see. There were IEDs set up in that area. That was an ambush waiting to happen. That was planned.
Yes. Yes, that's what surfaced with his investigation. And, of course, we got a new interview with him. That's Joe Biggs got that up on our site. And there was another interview that we had a couple of years ago. It was Larry Klayman was representing him at the time. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Nightly News. Thanks, Joe.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.